We who are strong have an obligation to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. St. Paul does not say in so many words in what the strong are strong and in what the weak are weak. Paul has just finished writing to the church in Rome about faith and about actions that flow from that faith. He concludes the preceding section by saying, "For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin." We could therefore rightly understand Paul here to be talking about those strong in faith and those weak in faith. I am sure that there are some here who would make Paul sound very modern or even postmodern. We who have strong faith must put up with those whose faith, of whatever stripe or spirituality, is not so strong or even the same. Instead, we must build our neighbors up in whatever direction their spirituality takes them. I am sure that there are those who would say this, but they would be wrong. St. Paul is not postmodern. He has a very solid understanding of faith. Faith is not some internal feeling or some sense of the divine. Paul talks about our neighbor here in chapter 15, in the preceding chapter. And in the preceding chapter, he used our brother. Neither term refers to a generally spiritual person, but a Christian brother, a Christian neighbor. The content of the faith for St. Paul is the triune God. The content of the faith is exactly what we have just sung. We all believe in one true God. Paul is not speaking about a generally spiritual person, but about the Christian community. Nor does the phrase "to build him up" allow us to talk about a generic spirituality. To build him up means to produce a building, to produce an edifice, one that has a solid foundation, a good frame, and a good roof. The modern idea of borrowing spirituality from any and every source does not make a building. Putting windows completely buried under the ground, adding a door in the roof, and having some rooms with only a few square feet does not make a usable building. Neither does a little bit of Native American religion, a little bit of Buddhism, a little bit of Wicca, something from Islam, and an assortment of ideas from Christianity make a faith. In both cases, one just has a mess. So St. Paul is not talking about anything other than the Christian faith, the faith that is rooted and grounded in God's revelation in Holy Scripture, and that is confessed and summarized by the creeds. Only those who share this faith are our brothers and neighbors. St. Paul urges us to remember, or more precisely, commands us to build up our brothers and sisters in the Christian faith. We are all to strive to help our Christian brothers and sisters to develop their faith, to grow in their faith. The focus of the Christian community is not me, but others. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. Those whose actions do not arise from faith are sinning and thus weak. But let us not here automatically put ourselves into the "we who are strong" category together with St. Paul. For the truth is that each of us has our own failings, our own weaknesses. All we need to do is look at the table of duties in Luther's Small Catechism to note this. Are you a student? Do you always apply yourself to your task of studying and learning? Do you always work as hard as you should? Are you a teacher? Do you conscientiously prepare for every class? Do you make time for extra work, even if it needs to be done to help students? Are you an employee? Do you always give your all, at least 100%, if not more? Or do you coast through sometimes to get done? Are you a husband or wife? Do you always serve your spouse as the God-given helper, putting his or her needs ahead of your own? And if your actions seem to be blameless, what about your thoughts that no one but God and you know for certain? Are you a son or daughter? Do you honor your parents, always accepting their authorities as God's representative? And again, if your actions appear to be blameless, what about your thoughts? As each of us looks at our own actions, we see that there are plenty of times that what we do fails to proceed from faith and is therefore sin. There are plenty of times when we are weak. St. Paul does not leave us hanging in uncertainty, however, but continues, "Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me." Whatever failings you have or will have, whatever weaknesses you have or will have, whatever sins you have or will have, Jesus Christ has taken all of those upon himself. He has borne the guilt, the pain, the punishment for all of them. And if the reproaches meant for you fell on Christ, if the guilt, the pain, the punishment that should be yours is on Christ, none of these are your own. Jesus Christ is the ultimate good neighbor, the one who did not please himself, but bore our weaknesses, suffering and dying for them. And this he did in order that you might have his own sinlessness, his own righteousness, his own purity. That doesn't mean that we walk around now sinless, righteous, and pure. Each of us continues to struggle with the old Adam, with weaknesses that display our lack of faith. But just as Christ is the ultimate good neighbor, he is also the ultimate master builder, the one who builds each of us up in our faith as he continues to work through his Holy Spirit in us, as we hear his word, as we receive his body and blood in Holy Communion. Then, freed from our own sins, we can be good neighbors and little Christs to our own Christian brothers and sisters, helping to build them up in Christ, so that together we might be one magnificent building, showing our faith in all that we do. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.